10 minutes.
Hi, this is Donna Cox. And the moment I realized what was happening, I was standing in my living room getting ready to go to work. I was getting ready to teach my class. And as with the rest of the world, I was in shock. I realized at that moment that I was looking at a live broadcast and that one of the towers had been hit. And then, unbelievably, the second one was hit before my eyes. And then I stood there fixated, watching as both of them collapsed. I had lots of friends, people that I care about, and former students who live in New York City. I immediately went to the telephone and started to ring these people, but the telephone lines were jammed. I immediately went to school, notified my class moving on, and we started pulling up all of the information that we could on the web in class, and I began to email the people I knew in New York City. I finally got through to some cell phones of a couple of former students who were also getting ready for work when this happened and were safe. And in fact, everybody I know that was touched by this are still safe. I have been very depressed since this has happened because not only has it escalated from a terrorist attack that took innocent lives to now a war that is also taking innocent lives. This is what I think a kind of long string chain reaction of just bad karma that's been developing over a long period of time. I think we'll never be the same like the rest of the world. And the people I know who have been really sort of still touched by this are also depressed. Within an hour after this event occurred, I was getting emails from friends who were asking, where was I? Because they never fly to New York City all the time. One of those friends was Larry Smar, who asked me where I was, and I found out that he had been on a flight out of Boston just before the flight that was hijacked. Thank God everybody is safe that I know, but I think that we are still in a kind of horror that is a leftover from September 11th.